Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Scales of Truth. Got to give Dan Bongino credit for this one. You know, really, we're all content curators, right? Very few of us break a story. So, you know, there's an incredible amount of value in breaking stories. But you really should never underestimate the value of content curators to help focus the narrative. So I'm not going to apologize for this, but I want to use his thought to echo it and to, you know, bring it more to light. And this is around the congressional hearing over Cheadle, the Secret Service director. And he brings up a great point that I'm just going to tease, is that the vulnerability still exists. And I know in a broad way you think that, but you might think that, or you might be concerned. But this is going to be a specific, you know, logic string why it still exists. And so in the meantime, then we're going to go through Cheadle answering in cagey ways and Lauren Boebert actually having a pretty good logic string, and we'll discuss that. All right, let's listen to this.
Check this out.
Have you ever turned down enhanced security requests from Donald Trump's detail, his special agent in charge, Sean Curran? Have you ever turned that down?
No, I have not.
Have there been has your team, has the Secret Service? Maybe not you personally.
I believe, as I mentioned earlier, there are times when requests are made for
assets. And you have denied them. They have been denied.
And a denial doesn't
Has the Trump campaign made requests for additional assets that have been denied?
Denial doesn't mean vulnerability.
All right. So let's pick this apart. And first of all, you can hear right there why she's fired. But still, let's pick this apart. First of all, you're there representing the agency as the head. Why would you imagine, or even, and this is why she's fireable, because we're not asking what email string you responded to. So if you notice, the first one is, has the detail ever asked for enhanced security and it was denied? And Cheadle goes, I have not. Now, it's interesting because good lawyer mind here, probably, I don't know for sure, but Boebert has her string of questions, and she starts to go to her next one, and then you can hear her chuckle because she did not get her yes or no. Like, you could set out a string of questions and yes or no, yes, then you ask this one, no, you ask this one. And in this case, it was no. But she starts to do her next question based on that string, and then she chuckles to herself, I have not. And so, you know, then she goes, well, not you personally, but your agency, anyone. And that was her trying to get through it without really admitting anything, with it looking better, but not answering in the honest way, because we're not asking whether you did, and you know that. We're asking whether your agency did. Don't make me pull the teeth, but she did. She made Boebert have to be a dentist. So then Boebert starts to, you know, as she says, well, obviously I mean anybody, fool, your agency. And then she realizes she's answered her own question and she just states it. She goes, okay, so they have. And so then Cheadle tries to go to her canned answer, which is something like, denial does not mean vulnerability. Well, hypothetically, it doesn't, asshole. But we are talking and we are here today because many facts showed that you did not have enough people, or you did not assign them right. And thus, we are talking about reality, not hypothetical, right? So she tries to go to a canned answer that is not actually relevant. She goes to a hypothetical, as though this is just, hey, tell me about processes. And why would you not, just generally, hypothetical, why would you deny some request for enhanced security? So then, you know, Boebert goes to, okay, I've asked about the detail. What about the campaign? Has the campaign asked? And these are two great questions, and she did a great job here. And I know some of you guys, because if you're reflexive, two recent idiots have been female that I've talked about. But guess what? This person is a female, and she's not an idiot. At least she didn't behave in that way here. Boebert, I don't know much about her. I know that right here, she was competent and asked the right question. So then she goes, yeah, well, what about the campaign? And again, then Cheadle shows her worthiness of being fired by, instead of saying yes or no, which is what she's there to do, it's a yes or no question, she goes again to denial does not mean vulnerability. So then yes, because the question was, you could answer this, they've never asked us. They did ask us, but we did not deny it. Or yes, I have denied. Because the quickest thing is, have you, is yes, because the question was focused that much. Has the campaign, have you ever denied a request for enhanced security from the campaign? Okay, that's specific. And you can answer that as quickly as yes or no. As soon as you start adding qualifications, you're not trying to answer. And then as soon as you say, well, a denial does not mean vulnerability, you're not even answering at all, not even a related question. And then she has to be a dentist and pull your teeth to go, okay, so you did deny those requests. And why this is relevant, besides just to show how cagey they are, instead of just accepting responsibility, and when you have a serious job, you must accept responsibility for massive mistakes. You know, you are in the risk and threat assessment business inherently from moment to moment and day to day. That is your business. So guess what? You have to answer to your risk and threat assessment behaviors. But what Bongino points out is, okay, she says, I have not. So then Boebert skipped over it. She did a fine job. It wasn't her job to connect this next part, but Bongino did. Somebody below her did deny those. She's saying, not me personally, you know, whether that means she really didn't or whether, you know, she had some, you know, awareness of it, but she doesn't have to say, oh, I did not hit the, you know, I did not hit the button in the portal that said no. Or I did not have to type to it, or I did not have to sign it. She may still be aware, but guess who might have, who it leaves open? Her second in command, who just took over. And that's Bongino's point. The threat has not gone down because she just admitted, well, again, who knows? Maybe it's just not her button to tick. Maybe it's not her signature to electronically sign. Maybe it doesn't come up to her. But somebody approved it. So do we have any reason to think it's not the person who now is in charge? And Bongino says, listen, I think he said he knows the person because he was Secret Service. But regardless, maybe it just means he knows of him. And because he knows of him and his limited, you know, semi-transactions at all, he doesn't have any problem with him personally, or he didn't have any scuffles with him, but he also understands that some people say he's part of the reason for the culture. He's not going to fix it. He is, I mean, maybe he will now that, you know, they're scared straight, maybe, but historically he has not been as though, well, you know what, that guy really wants to do things right, but damn Cheadle's in the way. So that's an interesting point. Wanted to bring that to you. And that's it for me. Thanks for listening to The Scales of Truth. Catch me over on Comology 411 as well. And sign up for notifications. Go ahead and subscribe, etc. and so on, to make sure you see when new ones are coming out. You also might notice that in some of my descriptions, I will put related episodes. And so go ahead and poke around. I have something like 230 episodes now. So if I mention in the podcast, hey, I covered this in another episode, go poke around. I've covered a lot of things by now in over 230 episodes. Some of them in pretty good depth or pretty good specificity. Like I might mention, hey, we've talked about this article. You know, go look for it. You know, I've covered a lot by now. So check out those other episodes. The archive, if you will, does serve a purpose because truth stacks on top of each other. The historical timeline is always relevant, especially as we talk about, you know, trends in behavior or, you know, trends in how certain segments of society function and operate. Very, very important. They can seem like, oh, well, he said that a year ago. Yeah, and it's highly, highly relevant. So go ahead and look for those. Okay, guys, thanks for listening.